to another episode. I'm Tiffany. This is Dating Until You Podcast. I'm so happy you're here. How are you doing? How have you been? How has the past month been for you? It was exhausting for me. Okay. I almost cracked a little bit. All right. If you know, you know. But I'm back. And your girl is natural. Look at the curls. I think I've only been giving y'all knotless braids. I don't think I've done an episode with my hair out yet. So yeah, get into her. She's real cute. This week's episode is all about whenever you're ready. Whenever you're ready for, you know, X, Y, and Z, whatever it is for you. And wanting to really hopefully help you all, or help some of you or one of you understand, like, we may not be ready to take action on things that we need to do, but I know many of us are ready for the life that's on the other side of that action. I know we're ready for it. I'm ready for it, right? And so for me, it's like, whenever you're ready to really to get there, whenever you're ready to really live that life that you see for yourself 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years from now, space and opportunity, honey. That's what you have. Nothing but space and opportunity to make moves, to bust a move, honestly, too. And so I really, for myself, as I thought about what I wanted to talk about in this episode, some of the things I wanted to say, I was asking myself, like, what are some things that you're ready for that you haven't really tackled yet? What are some things that you feel like you're ready for that you haven't tackled yet? Like, both can exist. Both things can be true at the same time. And so I just told myself, like, well, girl, whenever you're ready, the floor is yours. Whenever you're ready, you too, space and opportunity. And so hence why I'm back with the episode. I told myself I'm ready now. Whenever I'm ready, okay. I'm ready now. I have the time. I've gotten more rest. I feel more excited. I'm ready to get into, like, you know, the vibe is back. The vibe was off. I was overwhelmed. I had a lot going on. Work was working me. That month drained me, but not enough to never come back. Not enough to let it take me down and not allow myself to bounce back. So I'm glad that I was able to pick myself up by the bootstraps. And I really have to attribute that to the ladies of An Hour of Grace. Shout out to the community of women who be on the call at 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. doing the work. And then also to a lot of the books that I've been reading, and also therapy, the trifecta at this point. All these things have really helped me get in the mindset of, like, baby, you're ready. You can move. You can take action. And even if you feel like you're not ready to make these steps, you're definitely ready to be the woman on the other side of it, right? You're definitely ready for to be that girl. That's a fact and for certain. So, you know, what are we going to do here? So, kicking off the conversation, the first thing I want to talk about with being ready and to be mindful of is to pivot, don't panic. Or don't panic, pivot. However you want it, you can have it. The moment I realized I needed to shut down my business, I panicked. I panicked because, one, it made me so sad. Two, I was also disappointed. Three, I didn't want to disappoint other people. I didn't want to, like, damn, I love that thing. It's gone. She's not doing. I was, you know, there's so much concern about other people. Mm-hmm. And here's the thing. I knew I needed to shut my business down. This wasn't just a recent thought I had. This was, like, probably going on 2 years that I've literally just been kind of ignoring the elephant in the room. And the elephant is like, this got to go. Like, I don't know what you're doing right now, but this ain't it. It's not it. And I think it's time for you to really do something about it. So, Past few months, I was like promoting a little bit and sharing it, and I sold some stuff. Shout out to anybody who was shot with me for the holiday sale. The hoodies are still on sale. You can purchase them for $40 by legallyblack.com. However, I had decided that it's time for phase two of this pivot. Take off the social media. Let's take the page down. I don't even want to promote through there anymore. And then now I'm about to shut down the website. So I don't know. That website might be up until April 1st. I don't want to pay them no more money. I don't want to give them another $39 of my dollars. I don't. I'm putting that on pause. It's time. I'm ready and I'm wasting money, wasting time, wasting energy and thought power on something I already know I want to do. And I'm not feeling constrained or like any type of like, I'm worried about what people, I'm not even worried about that. I'm just not doing it. But I'm ready. And I think it's just a matter, I think at this point for me, I'm just sad to let it go. But I'm not disappointed. I'm not mad about it. I'm just like, oh, do I really have to? I'm stomping my feet. That's what I'm doing. I'm being a toddler right now. And I need to be an adult. And so I might end up closing that site down at the end of this month in honor of Women's History Month. I'm reclaiming my energy and my time back. If you want the hoodies, if there's anything left, you can just follow me on my personal page and I'll talk about it. Anywho, I don't know if you have anything going on that you currently feel like you know you need to start making a shift. A pivot is necessary, but you're worried about it. And you're nervous about what's going to happen. You're nervous about maybe how you're going to feel after the end of the decision. You're worried about what the outcome may be from a pivot, because sometimes a pivot looks really different from what you're doing. And that in and of itself is like unfamiliar territory, uncharted territory. No, thank you. Mm-mm. Don't like it. 10 out of 10, don't recommend, but it's very much a thing we need to do. And I think we panic because of the unknown. We panic because we just don't want to go through the world. We just don't want to go through it. We don't want to go through it. We don't want to stress. We don't want to struggle. We don't want to do any. We are exhausted. And I understand that too. That is very, 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 very well real. But I then have to just urge you to remind yourself, at what point in time are you going to be a priority in your life? You are worth making these changes. You are worth pivoting, shifting, adjusting, moving, getting rid of. You are worth all those things. But we're just too scary about it. And I want you to be less scary. Be less scary about it. All right. I don't want to harp too much on that. So the second thing I want to talk about is how nothing can grow if you continue to stunt its growth. I think about the fact that I really wanted to wake up earlier, how much I used to talk about it. I want to get up early. And I just never really felt ready or willing to do it. And then to, like I told y'all, have therapy, have a moment, a breakthrough, and then literally just start doing it. I literally felt so ready at that time. And then in the midst of it all, I realized that I'm actually in need of more time. I actually think I should get up earlier than this. I think I really should be getting up for like 5 a.m. And I would think about it. I think I even set an alarm once to get up at 5 a.m. And I'm pretty sure I turned that bitch off and was like, stop playing with me. Stop. Don't even do that. And I was talking to my therapist about it at our last therapy session. And I told her, like, I really want to do 5 a.m. And she's like, well, why? Why do you want to do 5 a.m.? Like, you talked about this before. You're doing 6. Why 5? And I told her, I said, honestly, I need more time. I'm realizing that that 6 to 7 is not enough time for me. Because right after that, especially on my in-person days at work, I got to go to work. I got to get dressed. I got to get ready. I can't spend the extra time doing what I want to do. And also, I'm thinking to myself too, I don't think I said this to her, but in my mind, I'm like, I want to get back in the gym. I really want to work out. And when I started going to the gym later in the evenings, like the five, six, sevens, the crowds, the people, I just couldn't do it. Then my gym was doing some weird shit at one point. And I was like, y'all just being too weird. I didn't even go to the gym whole of February. That gym ain't seen me once all of February. And I told her, I was like, I just want to create more time for my health. Well, I didn't tell her, I'm sorry. I told myself that, but I told her, like, I really just wanted more time for me. I wanted to create more time for myself in general. Like, I really wanted to make sure, like, I can get some things done, whether that's read more, pray, plan, brainstorm, whatever it is. I really wanted to get myself in the mindset of getting up earlier so that I'm in a space of like expectancy. Like, I'm expecting to get up early. I'm expecting to do what I got to do. I'm expecting it. And so I told her I have been like stunting my growth in this area for so long. And also, like, yo, honestly, I just want to see if I can do it. Am I capable of doing this? And it's not to make myself feel like, damn, you could have did this all along. Like, you've been did it. This ain't that. This ain't that for me, because I'm glad I slept in those days. I'm glad I didn't get up. I don't care. Like, I'm not about to sit here and feel bad about who I was then and the choices that I made then. I know that fit my lifestyle then, but those behaviors aren't fitting my lifestyle now. And I wasn't ready then, but I am ready now, and I'm not doing it. So, a question for myself, like, Tiff, whenever you're ready to get up at 5, like, you can do it. This is for the Tiffany of today. You're operating of the Tiffany of yesteryears. And these types of behaviors, they worked for her because she wasn't as busy as you are. You are far more busy. You have far more responsibilities. Things have to change with your time management skills. And so, it's been hard growing in this area, but I had to stop stunting myself, stunting my growth, because I knew that things would really kind of unfold for me. Things would really make sense for me if I got up early. I don't know why. I just felt like I knew that that's where it was at. That's where it was at. That 5 a.m. time was where it was at. And I believe I chose 6 a.m. for the community because it felt safer. It felt like it wasn't five. It wasn't five. I was like, oh, it's more reasonable, but I'm grateful for the baby steps. And that's what growth is all about. Taking these tiny chunks, these tiny bites. And every day that I got up at six, and even though some mornings were rough, some mornings I didn't feel good, so I didn't get to get much of anything done. You know, that's what an hour of grace is about. We give each other grace, but I still showed up for the calls, right? The ladies still show up. Some of the ladies still show up when they're not feeling well, just to be in community with one another. We are growing together. Keeping that in mind, like, nothing can really flourish if you're stifling it all the time, if you're snuffing it out all the time. And the book I was recently reading, The 5 a.m. Club, it is a really good book, but it made me think about how I think we've gotten used to things and ideas and whatever the case may be being snuffed out when we were kids. There's so much like, no, you can't. No, you shouldn't. No, silly dream, silly this, you're not capable. Like, we at every turn was like told, no, you're not good enough. No, you don't have the skills. No. And then we become adults who do the same damn thing. That book is so good. It gave me that. That wasn't Tiffany. That was from the book. Because, whoa, you're right. We literally hold ourselves back. We literally stunt our growth and then be sitting here wondering and then thinking we not. That's really the thing about it. When we gonna get real with ourselves about it's not always the environmental factor. Sometimes it's the mental factor. Okay. So I appreciate the fact that I'm finding different areas in my life that I know where I have really just been, I've been snuffing it out too. And it's time to let that thing flourish. Okay. Let it grow. Let it be what it's supposed to be. Stop holding it back. I don't want to become a parent that hold my kids back, tells my kids, no, you can't, you can't, you can't. I want to be a parent that sees something because I know better, because especially with the work that I do, oh, my baby could be this, my baby could be that. Well, I look at and pick out these skills and celebrate them so that they become individuals, our children become individuals who can make decisions for themselves, who can be confident. Because I'm telling you, y'all, I'm working with some of the people, some of y'all friends, some of y'all kids that's in college right now. Y'all babies ain't got no confidence. Y'all babies are afraid to grow. And sometimes that's because they got parents who are afraid to grow. No shade, no, I'm just saying. It's just something we just got to think about and consider. So I'm always trying to find to make sure that I'm mindful that, you know, the things I'm doing right now are for the tomorrows, are for my future babies, are for my future grandkids, and it's for their it's for a legacy. It's for the continuation of. It's for lessons that won't be learned in school, lessons that won't be learned not from all their friends, but I think it might happen because my this generation of millennials, we doing a really good job. I see how some of y'all parent, and I see what some of y'all be saying, especially on social media when y'all be in the close friends and those who are not in the close friends, and y'all just be sharing stuff. I listen. I want y'all to know I take heed to what you're saying. And man, the way in which that you are growing to ensure that your children don't have to struggle, don't have to, I'm here for it. Now let's apply that to everything that we do, y'all. Keep that in mind. And I know sometimes we don't want to think about, I don't mean to say think about other people in the way of like this is all about other people, but when we grow, when we flourish, when we really shine, it inspires and motivates other people to do the same. And guess what? When they do it, it inspires other people too. It's a trickle-down effect. And how fun and exciting is it to know that if I show up in a great mood today, because I'm in a great mood, we ain't gonna force it, right? But if I show up and I do my best and I'm what a difference that can make in my colleagues' life. What a difference that can make in the students' life. This is my field, higher education. I think in that way. We're very kumbaya-ish sometimes in higher ed, and sometimes very like cutthroat pirate style. But how can what I do, how can I make sure that benefits the people that have to come across me? How can I talk about growth if I'm too afraid to grow myself? I don't want to be that person. I don't want to be a hypocrite. I'd rather say, been there, done that. Okay. And I want that for you too. So again, nothing can grow if you're stunting your growth. Just saying. This next one. And this is a quote I got from a book that another book I read called The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck. And it says, fear, shame, and embarrassment is a bunch of nothing. Fear, shame, and embarrassment, a bunch of nada. It's actually a whole lot of nothingness when you really think about it. And what it made me think about too was, we be letting people trick us out of our spot. Sure do. We be letting people get so deep in our heads, or we let the idea of what people might think, the idea of what people might say about us, we let that get so deeply embedded in here that we don't want to do nothing. I don't know if anyone's gonna, I'm not quite sure. As if. And you know what I think the problem is too? It's the rate in which you will reach success of something that has everybody worried too. Well, in the midst of me getting be successful, all these other things got to happen. And I really don't want to have to do all this stuff in the middle. I don't really want, I just want the success. And that's not how any of this works. It don't work like that. But also, you want to like wanting to bypass negative interactions, negative feelings, all that stuff. I don't really feel like that's how you grow either. The other book that I was reading, the 5 a.m. Club, talked about that too, of just how important it is for some of these negative feelings to exist. That is how we stretch and grow. That's how we learn how to build ourselves back up when the world knocks us down. But we can't be so worried about being embarrassed. Like I was talking about with my business earlier, right? We can't be so worried about being embarrassed about something that we're doing because someone else is gonna see it. I was talking to a friend of mine, and we were talking in the DMs on Instagram about just like social media content creation and what she wants to do. Shout out to sis. I'm not gonna say your name because you know it was a private conversation for the most part. I'm not gonna say her name, but basically, she was just talking about not wanting to put so much out there and put, you know, there's a fine line Especially on social media, as you're sharing your life, where you're where people feel like they know too much about you from the little bitty stuff that you shared, or from whatever is that you shared. And what I told her is this, and it's what I have come to understand about social media and those of us who use it. And now I feel like I have a time. I have a time on Instagram. I don't really feel like about it anymore. Because I just realized it's literally an app that you can get off one day. And especially when Instagram was almost about to shut down my account, I was kind of like, you know what, at this point, what can I say? I got other accounts I can use, maybe, but I definitely told her, I said, you know, the thing about it is that there's always going to be like a naysayer. There's always going to be somebody who doesn't like what you do. There's always going to be somebody who's going to have the audacity to comment on your shit and say something that you don't like, something that makes you feel like, what do I do? I have a negative comment. Oh my God, this person is like, there's going to be somebody out there who's going to see your shit, see how happy you are, see people loving every go, girl, you go off, you say an order and come and say, bitch, the fuck is this? It's the nature of the game. It's the nature of the game. And what I also believe too is that this, when people have time to come to your page or your whatever to say negative things or to make you feel small or to whatever the case may be, all that tells me is that you have nothing better to do with your time. That's it. You're just at this point, you're a little preoccupied with surfing the web and being nasty and hateful. I hate that you have so much time to do that. I mean, honestly, kind of envy it a little bit. I wish I had time to just shoot the shit and fart and be a troll. Maybe not. I don't want to be a troll. I'm just gassy. But you get what I'm saying, right? I wish I had the same time you did to be, if this is what you do with your time, give it to me. I can use the extra time. Obviously, you're clearly wasting yours. So I told her, like, yo, we just got to keep in mind. Turn my iPad back on. We really got to keep in mind that not everybody's gonna like what you do. They're not gonna resonate with it. They might even like what you do and still be nasty. People are weird. The internet allows people to be strange and do strange things. And should we stop ourselves, prevent ourselves from doing the very thing that we want to do because of the weirdos? Because that's very much like letting folks, that's very much like letting people get in your head. And I feel like we don't have time for that. I feel like criticism comes with a territory. And in some way, shape, or form, we are going to have to accept certain realities about some of the things that we are venturing into. And so for me, I'm ready for it. I'm ready for someone to be nasty. It's already happened. I've already had my page reported. Like, things happen. People just, unfortunately, you don't have to necessarily do anything to someone personally for them to have it out for you. And it's weird. Of course, it's always going to be weird behavior. It's always going to be like, damn, that's really like people really, yes, people are still at our big old ages doing weird things. And hopefully those people find an outlet to exercise that in a better way. Because clearly, you know, you have a knack for engagement. Maybe you should go do something with that talent. Clearly, you know, you're up at all hours of the night. Maybe you should work an international job. Clearly, you know what I mean? You're not slaving, obviously, right? And so we just have to remind ourselves, like, I'm just responsible for me. And you're just responsible for you. And I'm not going to let a fear of someone saying, doing, or being nasty towards me stop me. Because here's the gag and the tea. Social media can shut down. My Instagram page can shut down. I'm still her. I'm still her. I'm still Tiffany. That didn't stop happening because the page got shut down. That's the only place people can really meet you and really have a touch point with you. So it comes with the territory at this point. And you know, you just kind of wish that people will move on and find things to do and find other ways to, you know, be happy in life and not have to be so miserable and do miserable things. But you know, look. This ain't McDonald's and we can't have it our way. Okay. Next up, no regrets. And here's the thing for me. I made an episode about having no regrets or something. I forget the title of it. I feel like that was early on in my podcasting journey. I may have to revisit some of those old episodes, but for me, the idea behind being ready is in taking action on things is because I really don't want to live a life with regrets. I don't want to feel like, you know, I wasted days, weeks, months, and years of precious time that I cannot get back. It's already March 15th, the day this episode is coming out. We're already midway through March. Does it feel like, I feel like we just celebrated the new year. Don't you? Right? I mean, because it's only a couple of months away, but if you really think about it, we about to be in April and it's spring. Spring has sprung. It's a whole new season. And if we're not taking notice of the fact that as the seasons come and go, so does our opportunity to do things. So does our chance to try things. We're just watching the days and the seasons go by and it's just passing us by. And then before we know it, damn, I wish I would have went to that conference 2 years ago. Well, you should have went. Why didn't you go? Especially if you had the means and the opportunity to go. You know, damn, I wish I would have called that person because now they're gone. Call them. I'm talking about no regrets all around. I've gotten to a point, and to that point, if when I think about somebody, I'm hitting you up. Whether that's a phone call or a text message. If you're on my mind, you're on my mind. No more. I've been thinking about you and I got to reach out to you. I got to reach out to you. I got to see what's up with you. You know what I'm saying? Life is full of a lot of things. Regrets. Life is full of a lot of things. And regrets. Life is full of a lot of things. But regret does not have to be one of them. That's all I'm saying. And this is why I'm pushing myself to try, pushing myself to do the things that have just been sitting in the back of my mind that I haven't really attacked or addressed because I don't want to regret it. I don't want to regret the fact that I have space and opportunity right now to do a lot of these things and I'm just not doing. I don't want to regret that. One day my time will not be my own. One day I'm going to have to, what? I'm recording a, mommy's recording. Okay. So no regrets while I have the time. You know, I'm just saying, I have time now to do things while I have this freedom and to really create a flow for it so that when things get derailed a bit, I have a system to at least fall back on. A system where I know I for X amount of years, I was on top of it. Sure, this came in the picture, baby came in, whatever comes in the picture, and it shook things up. But I can always go back to that. I have that as my memory. I started and I actually achieved it. I went through with it. I know I could do it again. Instead of, I never even started then, and damn it, I ain't gonna be able to do it now. I don't even know what it feels like to do that. Now I know. I know what it's like to get up earlier. I know what it's like to be more confident. I know what it's like to say with my chest. No regrets. Okay? All right. Second to last, we have drop that blank. You insert that there. Drop that friend. Drop that partner. Drop that mindset. Drop that behavior. Drop that job. Whatever it is. Whenever you're ready, drop it. We have a tendency. That word tendency. We have a tendency, an inclination, if you will, to hold on to things that aren't good for us, to participate in things, exhibit certain behaviors that do not serve us. And I feel like we do it so willingly because it's all we know and what we're used to. And some of us, I feel like too, we're used to being dropped, but we're not used to dropping. Hold on. I think there's something there. We are used to being dropped, and not used to dropping. I'm gonna tell you for myself, I am used to being dropped. I've been used to being dropped by friends. Like, I ain't fucking with her no more. Fuck Tiffany. I'm used to being dropped by niggas. Like, it's happened. You've ghosted me. It is what it is. I'm used to being dropped by a job. I've been fired before in my life. Like, granted, that was college, but I still got fired. Right. I've gotten dropped from things. I'm kind of used to it. I feel like, you know, I can handle it. But what I never really can handle, I was never really ready to do myself, was drop other people, drop other things. I never really got a knack for that until I got older. And I realized that until you let some things and people go, you are not going to get where you're meant to be. That thing that you're looking for, that future self that you want to be, you can't get there with that person on your back. You can't get there with that friend on your side. You know what I mean? You can't get there with the exhibiting the same old mindset, doing the same old thing. You can't get there doing none of the same. And you can't get there, especially when you know that you're in a situation or you're dealing with people, or you're in anything that does not serve your higher purpose. And we all know what it is, because it's a feeling. It's more than just knowing what the purpose is and knowing. It's how people make you feel. It's how things make you feel. And we're so hung up on other people that we just hold on while everybody just dropping us like flies. Drop. And we're the only ones that don't know how to drop. So if you're anything like me, especially with how I used to be, because I'm not afraid to drop nobody now, you can go. And I don't care if you drop me too. Like, at this point in time, anything, anyone that's supposed to be here is here. And if they're not, they're not. They weren't meant to be. And everything happens for a reason. I thank God for divine intervention. Okay? But we can't be afraid to drop things. Like I said, it's going to be hard as hell to get where you're going if you keep being a bag lady and holding on to stuff. Drop it. Drop the negative feelings. Drop the animosity. Drop the grudge. Drop it. Let it go. My God, let it go. Girlfriend, boy, whatever, then they, let it go. Or my Elsa. I understand how difficult it is to loosen the grip. You've been holding on to it for so long. And I don't even think this conversation alone, you even hearing this, is going to convince you or convince really many people to say, oh, okay, she said drop and I'm going to drop. I'm going to let it go, because it's work that needs to be done. And I hope that you get to a point where you start doing the work, where you can start dropping some of these things, some of these people, and letting them go their separate ways. Do y'all get, and I'll come closer. I don't know if y'all closer. I'm just going to lean in. Fine. I'll lean in. Fine. Since you want to get in closer. Do y'all really realize that we're spinning in space? Did y'all realize that? That we're literally a big ass globe just circumnavigating the universe. And you don't want to drop a bitch? Because what? You want to leave that job? Because why? You want to cuss them out? Why the fuck not? You only live once. And we spinning on the only livable planet. And guess what? If they were creating something to send us somewhere else, it wasn't. We ain't going. So this is what we have. This is what we have in front of us. And you telling me you don't want to drop them? You telling me it's easier to keep her around? And her is gender neutral. It could be anything. Anybody. It's a person, place, a thing. Okay? You are telling me that you don't have it in you to look out for you in the way that you deserve and need. And if you are, kindred spirit here. I used to be like that too. I really did. And now I've become somebody. And here's the irony of it all, because whoa, I have literally become someone that people seek out on how to drop people. What? How to drop things. Me? Tiffany? You sure? But now that I really think about it, like, girl, yeah, you do be right to drop it. You do be ready. Peace. Because I want peace. That's more important. We're spinning in space. I'm not gonna fuck with you. I barely even want to participate in the rigmarole of this world, in this life, in this system they create. I hate it all. I don't have to do what I can control. I'm going to control. And if I control my atmosphere, who I'm around, what I'm doing, I'm gonna do it. And so I've become someone who's such an advocate for doing me that it's starting to rub off. One of the people, I've been ready to be this girl. I've been ready to tell somebody, no, bitch, no, it's really fuck you. Oh, you can choke on it. Not figuratively either, right? Took me a long time to be a girl who could say that and be that way. If you know, you know. And that's why sometimes we hold on to things, because people, we're holding on to who we used to be, right along with other people who are holding on to who we used to be and what we used to be to them, jobs that we used to have and how we spent so much time and we did this and we did that and we drop it. And then while you're at it, drop the mindset, the lack of confidence, the lack of assuredness, the lack of self-awareness that you have around the fact that you deserve better. Drop all that shit. And then I want you to pick up the self-awareness you have about yourself and what you deserve. I want you to pick up new friends, new people who fuck with you and who really love you and care about you. I want you to pick up a new job opportunity, whether that's entrepreneurial or 9-to-5. I want you to drop shit because you got other things to pick up. I hope that resonates with somebody. Last but not least, the time is now. Not now, but right now. But last but not least, and this one I really feel like came up with me after I read Finish the 5 a.m. Club, like I've been talking about, and The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck, because they both ended on with a similar theme. And that really stuck out to me. I was like, oh, this ain't the first time I heard something like this. What's going on here? What's the danger? Danger Will Robinson. My lisp be fucking me up sometimes. Sometimes I can't even be as funny as I want to be. God damn. Anyway, the time is now, right now, honey. The time is now. Both of those books, and I, you know, I don't want to ruin it for anybody who reads it. And so I'll just say this. Both of those books reminded me about my mortality. It reminded me that this is the only time we get to do this. The only time we get to fail, win, fail some more, and win before, you know, we take the long sleep. So tell me again why you're not ready. Help me understand why you letting somebody get in your head. Help me understand why you're afraid to pivot. Help me understand what you're embarrassed about. Help me understand why you're stunting your growth. Help me understand why you don't want to drop that person, drop that ting. Help me understand why you want to live a life full of regrets. Help me understand. The time is now. And I feel like it would be silly of us to not consider just how fragile life is. And I think it would be, I feel like I have been very negligent in thinking about just how short life is and the way in which I need to optimize my time while I'm here and really enjoy life, really have fun, really do the things that I want to do, really create. I think, who was it? Oh my God. From the clips. Pusha T. Damn. I don't know why it took me so long. Pusha T said something very interesting. And I saw on a clip on IG, he was like, you know, the goal wasn't to be famous. The goal was really to like live a life where I could do whatever I want. And the people around me can do whatever we want. And I was like, mood. That is the goal. To have a life where I can do what I want and live it according to my needs, my standards, my expectations. I clock myself in and out. I approve my vacation time. You know what I'm saying? I know I got unlimited sick end vacation because I create a life for myself where that's possible. And so I felt him on it. And I'm like, you know what? Thanks for putting that reminder in my mind of what the goal is. The goal is not to do this. They don't even make it so that I want to do this for the rest of my life for the next 20, 30 years. I don't want to go through this for decades. You're bugging. So the time is now, and we got to go full force with it. I know it's scary. I know it's like, damn, she got a point, but like, fuck, I understand. But you got to be fearless. You got to be brave. This is our opportunity to go full force. This is the chance that we have been waiting for right now. Yeah, I know shit is crazy. I know it's fucked up. There's a lot of shitty things that have happened. So much loss, so much pain, so much like just traumatizing shit that keeps all of us up at night, many of us up at night. And that doesn't, and then we get to wake up tomorrow and do it all over again. So why not do it on your terms? Why not feel more secure and better about the choices that you're making? That's how I'm going to leave it. I really hope that you can at least walk away with one thing that you feel like, yeah, this really was very helpful. That tip right there was exactly what I need to hear. I just really hope that something resonates with you and sticks with you and encourages you to do something different for yourself. So whenever you're ready. On to the song of the week. And this is going to be pretty short because I don't know the song, all the lyrics of the song, and I don't want to go into it. It's just a hype song. And it's got me in like a, I'm ready. And it's Migos, and the song is You Ready? And if you know the song, you know that, is you ready? Dun, dun, dun. I don't know, something about that just made me, I said, oh, this is a good one. I added it to my gym playlist. And I said, you know what? That'll eat the girls up on a treadmill. So I'm the girls, but yeah, I don't know all the words to the song, but I like the vibe of it. I like the energy it gives me. It makes me feel excited and it just makes me feel recharged and like I'm ready. The chorus alone is all I need. Like, is you ready? Yes. The whole, we all ready. Something about the whole squad ready. Maybe at some point in time, y'all squad's ready. I know you're ready. You gotta be, you can't listen. You can't be at this point in the episode and not be a little bit more ready. That's all I have for you all today. Thank you so much for your patience. I'll be back in 2 weeks with another episode, episode 5, to close out. I didn't say this at the beginning of the episode, but happy Women's History Month. Happy Sisterhood Month. Okay, now that I said it, y'all have a good one. To my day ones, the real ones. You know who you are. I love you. Till next time.